Hi, welcome to the latest edition of CNC World Podcast, Map Special. Now, in Map Special, I'm going to show you the latest maps made by the community for Command & Conquer 4. One of the maps is the Red Zone Mania. Red Zone Mania is a map designed for 1 versus 1. Red Zone Mania is a map that contains intense battles in the Red Zone terrain and special designs. There are three focus points on the map. The major one is in the middle where the only TCN node in the map is located. While the amount of victory points gained from one TCN node is small, but it gives that slight advantage, offering for some interesting combat tactics and strategies. The two others are located at the top and bottom. There you can find Tiberium fields, filled with capturable Tiberium crystals. Each field holds 3 Tiberium crystals by default, but also spawns blue Tiberium crystals every now and then. For optimal gameplay with higher fun factor, please configure your custom settings to the following when playing this map. Lethality, high, time limit, 1 minute, victory points, 1500, gold point, 1 times, unit kill, 2 times. Don't review map, no random crates. Now the next one is Night Target. Night Target is an Arctic themed map that can be used for 5 vs 5 games. Features the Prophet Ascension as background music. Simply set the game to normal lethality, 1 minute time, 3000 victory points, 1 gold multiplier, 1 kill multiplier, and off both map review and random crates. Next, we have King of the Middle. King of the Middle includes 1 TCN node, 2 green crystal points, 2 blue crystal points, 8 different crate walls, 4 mutant hovels, 1 protected. There are spawn points for each team. Now we have Frostbite. Frostbite is a 5v5 centric map with TCN nodes, being the main focus of the upper half of the map, along with a single blue tip drop. 2 green Tiberium drops are located in the bottom half of the map, with an uplink tower in between. Overlooked by 2 mutant hovels for each team, making sure the bottom half is just hotly contested as the top. The Bog, 1 rainy morning in the swamp can be used for 5 vs 5 games. The map includes 5 nodes, 2 green and 2 blue crystal points, 2 AA launches, 2 arteries, 2 build and deploy points, 2 mutant hovels. Simply configure your custom settings to normal lethality, 1 minute time, 2500 victory points, 1 multiplier, 1 kill multiplier, and off both for review map and random crates. Gears of War. Gears of War is the first map that offers a game mode other than Domination. In this map, you'll be fighting against zombie style. There's a large zombie factory in a map that producing zombies. Now, in this map, the two players we're going to need to capture the node and eliminate the zombie factory. Teams can recover the units by using crates. Some of the objective includes capture the nodes, then you gotta kill the zombies, then you gotta steal the crystals, then you gotta stay alive by getting medicine crates scattered over the map. Then you have to kill the rival team and recruit the mastodon guarded by zombies. Blitzen Bay is a 5v5 map with teams starting at the bottom of the map, separated by a large basin of water. The land surrounds the entire world with outer rim of the wall, with an island in the center that can be accessed from land only by the far north, making the northern build and deploy radius a hotly contested area. 2 build and deploy radius are situated in the coast of the island, providing a point of attack from air and support players. A blue tip drop sits on the cliff edge of the island, guarded by an AA turret, while the northern corners host 2 green tip drops per side on opposing cliff. Well, that's all for the latest maps. Stay tuned every day for the latest maps and community news that the community has to offer. I'm RC41, signing off.